You are listening to Around It About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller. In this interview, we're going to hear about Art Fusion Collaborations. The organization is creating pop-up galleries throughout the city of Chattanooga and giving a voice to emerging artists. And they're part of the Jazzanooga Festival. On Saturday, April 25th, artists will display work during the Jazz Walk Street Fest. And then on the 26th, they're going to have some musically inspired art pieces during Jazzanooga's final day. Rebecca Love joins me. She's the creator of Art Fusion Collaborations and a photographer. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
So, Jazz Walk on the 25th, it sounds kind of like a big block party in the Patton Parkway area. The Brainerd High School marching band and other performers are going to be putting on shows. There's going to be family activities, free health screenings, and art. What type of art are you going to have for sale there? Is it paintings, photographs, just a mix of things?
It is going to be a mixture of everything, every medium, all the way down from black and white photography to mixed mediums, oils, charcoals, pretty much everything in between. And it definitely will give you a chance to figure out, you know, like what type of art you're into, and it will be available to you that day.
And your mission is to give emerging artists a space to display things, maybe artists who can't get their work into traditional galleries just because they're not established yet. Who are some of the artists who are going to have some things for sale at this event?
Okay, we have, we will have Rebecca Love, myself, Antonio Snipes is his last name, Antonio Snipes Jr., Natalia Bain. And also, I want to say Dennis Sprinkle might have a couple of things there, and then just a couple other artists that are from Chattanooga.
And then on the 26th, it's kind of the final day of Jazzanooga. It's the big concert with Gretchen Parlotta and other artists, and you're going to have these musically inspired pieces on display. Tell me about that. What were you listening to when you created what you've got displayed there?
One of my favorite jazz artists is Miles Davis. So I was actually at a jazz concert, and this guy was on the horn, a trumpet, and there was also a saxophone player. So I also like John Coltrane as well. So that was my inspiration for a couple of pieces that I will have on display.
But just some photographs you took.
Some photographs, absolutely. Some black and white photographs of some really locally talented artists here within the city.
When you're shooting in black and white, are you actually using real black and white film, or do you do color and then convert it to black and white?
The pieces that will actually be on display, I actually shot them in film. So I definitely use the traditional way of photography, which I believe makes it the art form.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've heard that like actual black and white film just responds differently than if you were to shoot something in color and then try to convert it. It has a different look to it.
It does have a different look. Absolutely. When you shoot in film, it gives it a complete different rawness. I mean, you can shoot in color, but trying to go back in and, you know, trying to saturate those colors, you don't get that true form of when you deal with actual black and white film.
And then you'll have some other artists there as well. Kevin Bate, he's going to be part of these musically inspired art pieces. He, of course, does the big murals around town that people have probably seen on some of the buildings around here. What is he going to have?
Kevin has this one piece that he likes to call John, which is John Lennon.
Oh, wow.
And it is, and if you've seen Kevin's work, it's absolutely breathtaking. And, you know, Kevin doesn't do small pieces. So, but, you know, It's really nice. It's very pleasant. And I love his, you know, his when he uses his colors of like the charcoal and like the gray, it blends really, really well. But one of his pieces is going to be called John, and that'll be there.
Who are some of the artists who will have on this second day these specifically musically inspired pieces?
Okay, we have Ann Cryer, who does some amazing work. Her pieces are very intricate with color and design and texture with her pieces. So she'll have some things there. I believe she hasn't committed, but I really would like to see some of her work. Her name is Melanie Hood. She's a photographer as well. And Antonio Snipes does some really great things as well.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Rebecca Love, the creator of the Art Fusion Collaborations Project. You've also got something at City Hall right now, kind of a pop-up gallery in City Hall. What all is there?
There is a medley of 12 different artists. There are 27 pieces, and they're all mediums, from sculptures to black and white photography to oil paintings. And like I said, there are 12 local artists that have participated with 27 pieces on display on the third floor at City Hall.
How did that come about? I mean, having something at Jazzanuga, that makes sense. It's a music and arts festival, but City Hall, that's not someplace you'd expect to find an art gallery.
It definitely is a non-traditional spot, which is one of the things that I try to home in on with Art Fusion. And James McKenzie, who works for the Multicultural Affairs at City Hall, came to me and asked me, he was like, hey, would you be interested in showcasing Art Fusion during Women's Celebration Month, which was in March? And I was like, I would be honored. So that's how it was introduced to me to get the opportunity to showcase something. He wanted to do something within the city, women inspired and definitely art centered.
With this mission of yours, getting publicity for artists who probably couldn't get into traditional galleries, how did this get started? How did you start Art Fusion?
How I started Art Fusion, as an artist myself of photography, of black and white photography, I was denied a couple of times in a couple of places, or it wasn't particularly the medium that people were looking for, or I couldn't get into the rotation at different coffee shops. So I said, why not create a platform myself to make an artistic expression in my own footprint within the city?
So these pop-up galleries you're organizing, people can see them at Jazzanuga on the 25th and the 26th. Also at City Hall. How long will the art be at City Hall?
City Hall display will be on display throughout the end of April, right before May comes around. We'll be taking down the display, but you have about a week and a half. So you can actually go over and see some of the wonderful art that's on display.
Rebecca Love, thank you so much for joining us today.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you, Mike.
More information about Art Fusion Collaborations is online. You can find them on Facebook. Just search for Art Fusion Collaborations. And on Twitter at Art Fusion CHA. We were talking about Jazzanuga. You can find more information about that at jazzanuga.org. And what you're hearing right now is Gretchen Parlato and Alan Hampton, two of the performers on the final evening, along with Take Six. My fears have gone.